Afternoon and welcome, and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants will have an open line through the duration of today's conference. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. Now, I would like to turn the call over to Mr. George Hunter. Sir, you may begin.
Yeah, hi. This is George Hunter. I'm with the IBM Tivoli Automation Sales Enablement Team, and want to welcome you to the call, and thank you very much for taking your time out of a busy day to listen to hear about what IBM has been doing recently for acquisitions. It's pretty exciting because the trend that we've noticed with IBM has been to purchase best-of-breed, you know, technologies over the last 6 or 7 years, and that's given us a portfolio that not only spans all of the solution areas customers are looking for, but puts in those solution areas best-of-breed technology, which is an outstanding combination to compete against, you know, some of our largest competitors. Now, this call is open line, so if you guys have any questions at any time, just please feel free to speak up and ask me. I also have Victoria McGuire, who's on the line, and Victoria is the head of IBM integrations for recent mergers and acquisitions. And, you know, between us, we should be able to get most of your questions answered. But just feel free to speak up and ask any questions as they come up. So I'm going to proceed down to the agenda line, our slide number 2. Today we're going to go through who is Intelliden, you know, why customers are looking to purchase solutions like Intelliden. So why do anything? You know, who do we want to target? So within your customer base, within the relationships you have within IBM Tivoli sellers, you know, what makes up a good prospect to go talk to about this particular solution? And then what to say when you get a hold of these people? You know, if you're out to lunch with one of these customers on another opportunity, you know, what can you say about Intelliden that would make the customer be interested, and what specific things about our solution, you know, make it unique in the marketplace? So a little bit deeper understanding of the solution and where it fits into the broader portfolio. Then we'll do a couple of case studies, and we're also going to talk about, you know, some just high level, you know, how much the solution cost, and then Victoria is going to talk about how to get involved in the partner program for this particular solution. So before I begin, are there any questions or, you know, specific things you want me to cover in the presentation? Okay. I'll move on to slide 3. So who is Intelliden? Intelliden is an IBM company. And like I said before, it's a provider of best-in-class network automation solutions for multi-vendor devices, routers, switchers, hubs, firewalls. Patented technology, they deal with several blue-chip customers. But I'm going to help you understand exactly who is Intelliden by a quick little story. When I was selling 5 years ago to a company called John Deere, communicated frequently with their facility in China. And the facility in China was noticing a considerably slowed down performance in their network over a 2-month period of time. Nobody could figure out, you know, why this had taken place. And through complex analysis and, you know, change processes, they finally traced it back to the fact that a network administrator had changed the configuration of a router to cycle more bandwidth consumption to Raleigh, North Carolina, than was going to China. So the effect was that all of the business partners in the China region had a hard time getting information on inventory, placing orders, and, you know, generally understanding, you know, how to do business with their customers. This was a tremendous concern to John Deere, and they called in several vendors to address this situation as for putting on a policy on the change and configuration of routers. So at the time, we did not have any solution that would meet the needs of John Deere. What they were looking for was something that would help their network engineers properly configure a router and also enforce a policy that would help John Deere not make the same mistake again. At that time, HP Opsware won the business because of their ability to help network engineers make changes to routers and switches. And that's exactly what this solution does, but it does it much, much better. So with that, are there any questions in general what the technology is that we are providing here? Okay. On to slide four. So why do anything? You know, why are customers looking for tools that help them with the configuration of routers and switches? You know, we've had an explosive growth in the complexity of devices. What just 10 years ago was, you know, 15 or 20 lines of code to help configure a router is now over a million lines of codes to configure a general router. That's complexity beyond somebody's ability to quickly look at something and notice something is wrong. You need some sort of automation in order to find the differences or the delta in a configuration that is of a million lines long. There's also an increased compliance burden. So it's not just a performance issue that you're dealing with. It's also a compliance issue that you have to contend with. If a network configuration invites a security breach, your whole organization could be out of compliance. So to ensure that compliance, you need to constantly audit the configuration of these devices to make sure that they maintain a configuration that would be in compliance for your organization, but then also for compliance regulations for things like PCI, SOX, and HIPAA. And then, as well, the change that's going on with routers and switches is at a very much increased pace. So people are adding bandwidth consumption. The consumption of bandwidth because of the applications that we're using, you know, from, you know, large, you know, medical applications to, you know, basic things like YouTube and Facebook have a huge amount of bandwidth consumption. So customers are having to change out their routers and switches at a greater frequency, which causes the delta in the knowledge about those specific devices. This causes confusion and potential errors in configuration of these new devices. So on to slide five, you know, what we have found is that errors are the largest cause of network outage. 60% are caused by manual configuration errors. So certainly there is a need for a tool that would automate and industrialize the configuration of routers. Now, 4%, 4 is a low number, but think of it, 4% of revenues lost due to network problems. That's a lot of money. And, you know, if it's something that can be, you know, fixed easily by having a tool that locks down the configuration, then that's something that can be avoided, and it's 4% of business that a company can add to their bottom line. That's significant. Network complexity is outpacing scripting. Let's get this. 30 configuration errors per device is the U.S. average. So if you look at any device in any organization, you're typically going to find a scripting error or a configuration error with that device. So certainly from these statistics, we see that there's definitely a need for automation tools that help with configuring network devices. So who would you target, you know, to talk to about solutions like this? The first and foremost customers that we'd like to target are our existing NetCool fault management customers. Most of these folks definitely have a concern about the network, their ability to manage the network, and what these solutions do for the customer is they point to specific network problems and even go so far with the IT&M product to point to the exact device that is the root cause of a problem. So once you've identified this, you know, the next question is, what do you do about it? And with the solution from Intelident, you're actually able to do something about it. You're actually able to take a prior configuration and place it back onto that router device and roll back to that prior configuration without needing to reboot the router, which is, as I've pointed out here, a huge advantage over the HP Opsware solution. So once you notice a problem, the Intelident product will allow you to do something about it, and that is specifically go in and make a change to that router or network device that will reinstate the service that the device should be providing to the organization. Now, also, if any customer has bought into the idea of a change process and then rolled out our change and configuration management database, this certainly would be a great customer to target for network change and configuration management. So within organizations, it's not everybody that you would speak to about, you know, this type of solution. I'll give you, go back to the John Deere example. We interviewed several of the employees of John Deere, and the network admin team was very, very concerned about any solution that would take away some of their independence to make changes on the fly. You know, but the changes that were made on the fly are what caused the slowdown in performance in China and the, you know, reduction in revenue from that. So what was needed to happen was a reduction in the amount of independence each network engineer had to, you know, make changes to network devices. So the right people to talk to and the people that understood and ended up buying a solution actually were the data center manager, and this person was in talks with what they called a risk analyst inside their organization, but that's typically an architect or a security person in an organization that understands that you need these type of solutions in order to maintain consistent configuration. If you only talk to network administrators, they will not want to purchase this. So you need to move it up a little bit, talk with the data center managers, network managers, and then sometimes the line of business application owner. On to slide 8. So what do you say when you find these people? Three main points, you know, separate us from the competition. Number one, we provide you with network device access and control. The way that we do this is different than any other competitor in the marketplace. Every other competitor will look at this million lines of configuration and read character by character and try to find a difference in this configuration versus what it's supposed to be. What makes us different is that we have built a platform that will simply just have the desired configuration already in place, and we just transpose this with the current configuration and quickly recognize any deltas. So the first method takes hours to perform. Our method takes seconds. So any problem can be identified much faster with our solution than it can with a competitive solution. And furthermore, there is error built into the method I described that's used by all of our competitors. And that is the idea of looking through line, searching for specific characters could result in double characters that are found, false positives, and this type of work will give the customer the wrong answer versus transposing the exact configuration over what the current configuration should be and this gives you specifically the deltas. So we are different, and we do it different than any of our competitors, and that's actually what makes us better than any of our competitors. Number two, fix costly mistakes with comprehensive network device backup and recovery. So again, here's another unique advantage over all of our competition, is we're able to roll back the changes that were made to a prior good configuration, and we do this without having to reboot the router hub switch. So let me take you down the thought process and what happens in an organization. Let's say a configuration error is identified with a competitive tool. The customer typically would need to restart the router and cause a disruption of an application. In some instances, this is absolutely forbidden by the organization. Could cause a security breach. It could cause a loss or a customer satisfaction issue. Or they wait for a maintenance window, which is sometime at the end of the week, you know, at night, or in worst-case scenario, at the end of the month, to restart the service and, you know, put the changes back in. That, you know, again, would continue with the either security breach or performance slowdown until that maintenance window time frame comes around. With our solution, we're able to roll back the changes instantaneously without rebooting the device, and this creates a performance, you know, enhancement, or you rectify the security breach. That is a huge issue over our competition. Number three, you can build policies to prevent the errors of the past and fix them automatically. So policies can be laid on top of these routers and switches and put into place so that network administrators can no longer make changes that are outside of the range of the policy. And furthermore, network administrators that do not have rights to either specific changes of configuration or specific devices would not be able to make those changes. So we do two things. We put in place policies on configurations, and we put in place rights and administration of the users for those policies and the devices that the policies would be for. So those three points are specifically what, you know, differs us from the competition and typically, ultimately, what the customers are looking for. On to slide nine. So within each group that you work with, there are advantages of the Intelidyn product. Executives certainly looking to contain cost and have that centralized control of configuration, compliancy, and provision of new network devices. The network engineering certainly reallocate time away from routine tasks, standardized policies and process, and accurate network database. Network operations, you know, even though they sometimes would fight the type of solution being brought in, they would realize reduced risk with always accurate, reusable commands, speed implementation with point and click, ease of use, and improved audit. Now, I'm going to stop at that for just a second because that brings up a very good other unique selling point with this solution, and that is even some of the business partners on the line today might also be Cisco resellers. And if you're a Cisco reseller, you would have a team of network engineers that, you know, get to a certain level of Cisco certification. And most of these highest level Cisco certified engineers, you know, go from company to company, you know, helping them with their configuration. This tool doesn't necessarily eliminate the need for that, but it certainly supplements the need for the highest level of Cisco certification being on the floor all the time at an organization. So certainly network operators enjoy the intelligence that Intelidyn brings to their organization to help them manage these devices. And then obviously the IT organization create an integrated provisioning solution, improve provisioning accuracy and service agility. And of course, any change management database that they have, they would of course enjoy a change management database that Intellident brings for the network side of the house. So where, on to slide 10, where does this fit within the Tivoli portfolio? You know, if you look across the Tivoli portfolio, performance management, fault management, event enrichment with the Impact product, this would fit, you know, as it's pointed out here, with configuration and compliance management. It has its actual, it actually has its own discovery engine, but, you know, it's device-specific, you know, discovery, not a network topology discovery like the ITNM product or a TATM product. So then it falls into the configuration and compliance area and then would eventually start to alert into the Omnibus system and tie in with the rest of the overall business service management message. Now, of course, the key to this technology working is to have intelligence, like I described with the Cisco engineers, on multiple devices that would make up a network. So as of today, 97% of routers, switches, firewalls, and access points from Cisco are covered. For Juniper, 95% of the routers, switches, firewalls are covered. And they also deal with other vendors, Aris, Motorola, Alcatel-Lucent, Acme Packet, and then also different protocols. So many of the devices are already covered by this product, and the process to get a new device into the configuration is very simple, and you would customers or business partners would submit a request for this, very similar to the SVC product, but they would submit a request to us and we would turn around the the device configuration, because more than likely we'd already have a template built for this and we'd just be working off the delta. So the time frame to turn this around is just a matter of a few weeks versus having to wait on a next release of a product that many of our competitors do. And speaking of this, you know, on to the key competitive analysis, we've already talked about two key differences in the product that would eliminate anybody from actually being a competitor if these are driving forces within the customer, and that is the ability to roll back without having to reboot the device, and the ability to look at the delta quickly in between a golden image of a router and what the current state is versus doing a line-by-line, character-by-character interrogation of what our competition does. But this key competitive analysis just quickly lays out for you, you know, where we fit, you know, against several of the competitors based on some key criteria that the market is demanding. Also, on the slide 13, what are the analysts saying about us? Obviously, that we wouldn't put it in here unless they had some good things to say about this solution. Nothing has come out since, nothing about the technology has come out since the integration into IBM, but these same analysts have praised this acquisition as a great fit for IBM in our network strategy. On to slide 14. So some actual, you know, customer examples. You know, first going to talk about British Telecom, and in this scenario, they were able to roll out 300 enterprises and 75,000 devices operational in 6 months. So by utilizing this standard configuration versus going to each individual device and trying to figure it out, we took what was typically about a 2.5-year rollout down to 6 months. So that was very substantial. And in this actual situation, British Telecom could not report their financial information until they had a 100% understanding of the configuration of all their devices. Per SEC regulations, they needed to have a clean audit of their network devices. This tool allowed them to do this in a very short amount of time so that they were able to report their financials within the time frame that they needed to. So it was very important in this case. On to slide 15. This is, of course, a completely different industry, and I just wanted to point out that this product is not just for telcos. It works in enterprise as well. Any large, complex network environment, this is a perfect suit for. But at Visa, we're able to reduce 75% time savings through automation, reduce unneeded maintenance to Cisco by one, $1 million per year. Very important solution for the Visa organization, and you know, any large complex network has the need to manage their configuration, and Visa was no exception to this. But there are many other examples of customers that have utilized the Intelligent product. So with that, I'm just going to quickly summarize, you know, the benefits of the solution is to control, manage network complexity with a single source of network truth, accuracy, enhance service availability by preventing outages and errors, access same network data available to all upstream applications, scalability, support expanding heterogeneous networks of any size, and by the way, that puts Tivoli in position to be the only competitor to do that with configuration, fault, and performance. And then also cost, slow rising cost as demands on engineering operations escalate. This will help reduce costs in that area. So with that, I would just like to point out that this solution will be made available in PPA early in the second half of this year with some pricing that will be similar to our Tivoli performance management solutions. So if you're familiar with those, you'll be familiar with, you know, the pricing metrics that will be used with this solution. But with that, I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to Victoria, who should have the next slide to tell you about how to become a reseller of this solution. Oh, actually, I should pause to see if there are any questions at this point. Okay, with no questions, I'll turn it over to Victoria.
George, you have now the next to the last slide, which is the reseller process prior to product availability from IBM. As George mentioned, the product will be released from IBM early in the second half. So if you have opportunities before that time, we have made arrangements with Intelligen for you to be able to sign up as a reseller with them. So, and because of where this fits in the Tivoli portfolio, we believe that it will be the NetCool business partners who would be most likely to sign up with Intelligen. We have partners that could be either in the FCT program or in the Passport Advantage program. And depending on which of those programs you are in, you would use a different type of agreement to work with Intelligen. For those of you that are in the FCT program, which means that you provide customer support to your customers, you would use what is called an Intelligen Participation Agreement. And what that means is that Intelligen will be able to participate in the agreement that you already have with IBM. There are some changes that have to be noted because Intelligen is not IBM, and so some of the processes are different. But for the most part, your existing contract will stand with them. For those of you that are Passport Advantage partners and you work with a distributor, in that case, you would need to use an Intelligen reseller agreement, which you know, just allows you to resell through Intelligent for your products. Any quoting, invoicing, and order fulfillment will be conducted via the Intelligent systems and processes, and that applies for both types of agreement with them. So you would request a quote, you would get your invoice and the order fulfillment through Intelligent directly. Any discounts will be applied in accordance with the Intelligent agreement. If you are providing, the end user support would be provided by Intelligent under the Intelligent support terms. They are working on a certification, but it's not quite ready, so even those of you that are used to providing support would need to go to Intelligent for support. If you have any questions or if you need to request the reseller contract, send your information, you know, what kind of partnership you have with IBM, whether it's FCT or Passport Advantage, and your request for the contract to orders@intelligent.com, or you can contact me, and my ID is there, vmaguire@west.ibm.com, if you have any questions. And we would be glad to work with you on this. These agreements are going to be short-lived. They are only from now until the product is available from IBM. Once the product is available from IBM, your existing agreements will work. So the NetCool FCT partners will have the Intelligent product included in that portfolio, and the Passport partners, if you are certified via the Software Value Plus program in the NetCool portfolio, these products will be part of that portfolio. And as I mentioned, they are working on certifications for them, and as soon as those certs are available, then they will be included in both of those portfolios as one of the certs that you can get. So do you have any questions at this point? Okay. Well, you have the contact information there. If something occurs to you later on, just feel free to contact either Orders at Intelligent or myself, Victoria McGuire. George, back to you.
Well, thank you very much for attending today. And if you, you know, need to contact me or have any follow-up questions, please feel free to reach out at grhunter@us.ibm.com. But if there are no further questions, I'll just go ahead and close the call. And, again, thank you very much for your time. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining today's conference. You may disconnect at this time.